Hello, my name is Adriana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, what are you calling for?
I was calling to ask a question about the COVID-19.
Okay. Yes.
Oh. So the question is, if you're still positive, testing positive, and you're like 2 year 10 days or whatever, are you still contagious or no?
Okay, so you're asking like if your 10 days are over with? Did your doctor clear you out? Did you go retest it?
Yeah, I got retested. I'm still positive.
Okay, so it's not, you have to wait until another 10 days. Or probably until like five more. Do the symptoms still bother you?
Yeah, I just had a headache yesterday, and I
Okay,
tested
yeah.
yesterday.
Okay, so you're gonna have to wait until another 10 days.
Okay. So, does my doctor clear me as far as my job, or what? Because I got to stay out another 10 days still.
Yeah, so your doctor is gonna, you have to get a doctor's note from your job, I mean from your doctor, and take it to your job, or just tell them, email it to your job or anything. But you cannot be around no one if you tested positive again.
Okay, so is there a way to like reinfect yourself? Like, is it something that I'm doing in this room, like not cleaning up, and I'm touching it back wherever I touched before, and it's giving me the virus again, or is that possible, or?
So I don't think it's possible to reinfect yourself. I think he probably didn't never leave. So probably you should have waited till like 14 days. But it probably didn't never leave. 'Cause I don't think it's possible to reinfect yourself.
Okay, because I'm like rapidly cleaning stuff up now, seeing, stripping down my bed and, wiping off my doorknobs and everything that I can remember that I touched. And I've been in this room like 10 days. It's kind of like almost impossible.
Okay, so you can leave out your room. If you can leave out your room, just
Unless
make sure
somebody
you.
else that's in the house.
Okay. Well,
That are
just
not
probably
bothered
get
by
tested. Probably just get tested like 4 days. So you should probably, if the 10 days ain't work, try to wait till the 14th day. So you have 4 more days and try to see if the symptoms go away. And if you don't, you're gonna have to quarantine for like 6 more days. So try to get a test for 4 more days after.
Okay. Okay, so let me make sure the dates to be sure. So I'm thinking, I guess my 10-day. One minute. Because I know my paper says tomorrow. What's today? Friday. My paper says the 14th that I can go back to work, but that's the Sunday. So I'll go back to work on a Sunday. So today is Friday, and things would be closed for me to go back on Sunday. So I test. That's why I tested to be sure for today. And it did come back, and it's still positive. So my 10 days is Sunday, so wait 4 more days after Sunday.
Yes, try to get tested like on the 18th or the 7th. So your 10 days don't end to the 14th, but you just got tested early.
No, I got tested on today's Friday because I couldn't go on a Sunday to get tested, and I'm not at work, so Monday is wash. Well, Sunday is when they say to return to work on the 14th, but that's the Sunday, so I don't work on Sundays. So I was testing so that if I could return on Monday, I could.
Okay, so yeah, just retest on the 18th. Try to give it 14 days, and if it's not well in 14 days, your doctor gonna probably, I don't know what your doctor gonna do. They probably tell you to quarantine for like another 10 or so. But I would try to tell you to give it like a week, and after that week, then try to go get retested.
I'm glad I thought about the call, because the way they was telling Sunday, we scot-free on the 14th, that we could leave out and everything, and I would have went in the house and infected everybody else, huh?
Yeah, so you cannot.
Thank God.
You have to wait until you clear. So you have to wait until a negative test comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I will test negative. It's not this thing like you test positive for the next 3 months or something like that. I will test negative when it's over.
So the next 3 months, for 3 months, you're not going to be able to get COVID at all. That's for 3 months. That after your 3 months is up, you're going to get COVID. You're able to get COVID again. But usually if 10 days don't work, you could try 14 days. Now, after the 14 day, I don't know if it's going to still say positive or negative. But most likely it should say negative. But if it don't, if it still says positive, you're just going to have to quarantine for like a little longer.
Okay. I think that was it. I think that was all of the question I had. Oh, so COVID, as far as living on surfaces or surviving, or however you say it, on surfaces, how long is it?
So I don't know how long it's going to, let's see, I'll search that for you, see how long COVID stays on surface. Does COVID stays on surface?
Because I remember at one point, like earlier back last year in June, July, they was talking about like direct sunlight is, you know, done in like 5, 2, 3 minutes, you know. But just on surfaces that it stayed in cardboard the longest because it was the poorest surface and it could stay from something hours to days, you know, depending on what type of porous surface it was on.
Yeah, so it can stay within hours to days. Coronavirus on surface and objects naturally dies within hours to days. Normally clean with soap and water, removing germs and dirt from the surface.
So that's why I was asking about reinfecting ourselves. If it's lasting on surfaces, that's long.
But if it have to be like, I'm trying to see, like, okay, so it's not reinfecting yourself.
Okay, so
you just probably.
Like, if I leave out of this room when I'm over and I'm testing negative and I leave out of this room, and then one of the other family members that's not popped, that's negative, comes in here and touches something, will they be able, they'll be able to infect themselves from what I left in here that wasn't wiped down?
So just make sure once you're able. Yeah, I understand you. So when, once you're able, like, and you go out the room, just make sure you just clean everything before someone's in there. So just make sure you just wipe it down and everything before someone's come up in there. So I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But it's not going to most likely, they're most likely not going to get it. If someone just comes in your room, like while you're infecting, they just touch something, if they wash their hands, they're most likely not going to get it.
Okay.
But just make sure you just clean very good once you're over it. But you cannot reinfect yourself. So once it's gone, it's not going to come back. You're not going to reinfect yourself.
Okay. So that clears out a lot. Okay. So because I'm like finna throw away pillows and everything because I'm like I've been on these pillows and surfaces and everything and I don't know a way of cleaning down inside a pillow. So.
Yeah, you can just wash them, like, you don't have to throw away anything. Just wash it, get you some Lysol, just spray your whole room. You can spray everywhere in your room, and that'll kill it also. You don't have to throw anything in the trash.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. You have any more questions?
Everything. So, and it's just the regular Lysol is sprayer, like a mist of Lysol. Like, okay, so like my ironing board is full of my medicine and like my plastic cups or whatever. So if I spray that down in the mist from the sanitizer, I mean from the Lysol, will kill the germs on it, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm good.
So just clean, like, you can clean out throughout the day when you're feeling better or anything, but just clean.
That's what I'm doing. Okay. So, and I heard, and I'm just trying to ask you everything that I was thinking about, trying to remember. Are you open on Saturdays and Sundays?
No, so we're not open on, yeah, this line is open on Saturdays and Sundays. You can give us a call.
So the other thing is I understand not to drink sodas because it dehydrates you. Is this correct?
Yes, just drink water, and you can try to drink, like, orange juice, vitamin C. Try to get as much vitamin C as you can get. Ma'am?
Gatorade, I can drink that too? I hope so.
I prefer orange juice, but if Gatorade doesn't have you dehydrated anything, you can drink it, but I prefer orange juice and water. Anything that has vitamin C in the inside of it. And you can take vitamins also.
I'm taking double vitamin C supplements and vitamin D.
Yeah, so that's good. Vitamins is good.
Okay.
And orange juice is good also. Orange juice is good for you and water.
Okay, well, I guess I need more orange juice because we drank that up. Okay. And any other supplements besides C and D?
Can you repeat that for me?
Any other supplements besides C and D?
That's all. So that's all.
Elderberry.
Can you repeat that?
Elderberry. Vitamin. Elderberry.
So all the vitamins I know is vitamin C. They got vitamin C in the inside.
It's a totally separate immune vitamin.
Yeah, anything that's, okay, you can take immune, it's for your immune system?
Mm-hmm. It's in my vitamins that say Immune Plus, and they have
mm-hmm.
elderberry in it. But somewhere someone said don't take elderberry if you already have COVID. So that's what I was asking. So
okay, so the only thing that I know is the vitamin C. So just take the vitamin C. You don't have to take those, but the vitamin C is going to help your immune system and everything. Orange juice also is very good for you, so you can drink orange juice through the day and water. Do not drink any sodas.
Okie dokie.
You have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too.